what's up, Scott? Check out my new truck gun.
But you drive a car.
Shut up, same thing. Check it out. It's a Bonnie and Clyde Whippet shotgun. It is perfect for a truck gun because it's so small. I can put it anywhere I want.
Looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I can go from the back seat to the front seat. Maybe you want it in the passenger.
Hey, now you got your new truck gun and a new sunroof.
This is a rental.
What's up, everybody? My name is Scott, and you're watching Kentucky Ballistics, and today we're gonna whip it! Back during the Great Depression, between 1932 and 1934, Bonnie and Clyde Barrow went on one of the most infamous crime sprees in U.S. history. Clyde Barrow and his gang would go around robbing everyone blind. Banks, grocery stores, gas stations, and he would steal Ford V8s anytime he had the chance. I do not condone anything that Clyde Barrow or his gang did, but I will say they had pretty nice taste in firearms. One of Clyde's favorite guns was the Whippet shotgun. Now, he used a Browning Auto 5. This is a Remington Model 11, which is basically the exact same thing, just the American-made version. So what is a Whippet shotgun? Well, it's basically a shotgun that's ideal for hiding under a trench coat. They had shortened barrels that varied in lengths. This one is 12 inches long, and then the stock was cut, and then they added a leather strap so that they could put it over their shoulder, then they would put their trench coat over it, and then you really wouldn't be able to tell you had a shotgun, and then you just kind of whip that thing out. Now, I do not believe these were called Whippet shotguns because you whip them out. It was actually kind of named after a dog that's called a Whippet breed, or a vehicle, which are small, fast. This is a small, fast, light shotgun that is easy to maneuver. So today I have a trench coat. Unfortunately, it is in the middle of July and it is really, really hot. But we're gonna try this thing out and see how it works and just have some fun with it and see what the Whippet shotgun is all about. You know, one thing I'm always looking for is a way to make the downtime on my phone a little more productive. Whether I'm waiting somewhere or just relaxing on the couch, if I'm already playing games, I might as well get something back for it. That's why I started using FreeCash. It's a free app where you can earn rewards by playing games, trying apps, and completing different offers. Signing up only took a minute, and once I picked a game, I just enabled app tracking so it could track my progress. I've just been playing whenever I have a few spare minutes, you know, when I'm sitting on my porcelain throne and whatnot. Honestly, it's been really easy to fit into my day. I also like that FreeCash has a 4.7 star rating on Trustpilot with hundreds of thousands of reviews. When you're ready, you can cash out through PayPal, gift cards, crypto, and other options. If you want to try it yourself, use my link in the description or scan the QR code on the screen. New users get a $10 bonus after getting started. Again, I want to give a huge thank you to FreeCash for sponsoring today's video. Now let's get back to it.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm just being a model citizen, wearing my trench coat in the middle of July. I'm totally not gonna whip it! That is a lot of firepower to be rocking around with you under your trench coat. That's crazy, because like, you can't even tell that I got that on. I'm definitely not gonna wear this trench coat the whole video because it is way too hot to be wearing a black trench coat. But I feel like you could still have a hang up. I kind of want to try one more time and see how fast I can be. Okay, let's see how fast I can go. I feel like that's pretty fast, but the slow-mo will really tell the story. Try a few things that are a little different than what we normally do. Our good friend in Tennessee, Hickok 45, He loves shooting clay pots, but I don't think I've ever seen him shoot pots this big. Yeah, I'm gonna put two on the table, and I'm gonna put one way up here. Gonna be loaded up with 5 rounds of number 4 buck. That ought to do it. When a problem comes along, you must whip it. And I think I like shooting those clay pots, other than I got hit in the face twice. Okay, well now I have multiple Red Solo cups filled with flour on our shelves here. I'm gonna scoot back to about 15 yards and see what kind of spread we're getting with the Whip It shotgun. Load it up with number 4 shot. Here we go. That is a pretty big spread. Look at this. We only knocked a few cups off. Got a lot of BBs here and here. Looks like we nicked the cups just a little bit. So I think it's safe to say that the Whip It shotgun is definitely an up close and personal shotgun. That is a...
That's good on my left hand.
It's on my way to my local produce store. Hey, how's it going, fellas? I don't think I hit those targets. Well, my shelves are gone, but I still got my table and I have this handy dandy car. I've got a new target. These are pie crust aluminum pans with different colors of chalk and flour. All right, here we go. I kind of like this Honda Civic, but the only bad thing about it is it has a battery drain and will go dead because the taillights won't go off. I'm gonna show you how to fix that though. So what you're gonna wanna do is get you some double aught buck, and you're just gonna kinda wanna, okay, we've got those, and now just kinda, now, whoa, it's still on. Look at that, it is still on. Looks like I need another round. All right, that ought to do it. Here, oh, wait a second, I forgot one. That little guy right there. That's the one that'll get you. Okay, let's see if we can get that booger out of there. There we go. You know what? A few more for good measure. Yeah, as you can see, we definitely put out the light. So, now this car should be perfectly fine. Should not have that battery drained anymore that we have eliminated those taillights. It's very dusty in there. I don't want to breathe that in. I'm pretty sure I killed my GoPro. Oh. If you want to check out Kentucky Ballistics clothing, there's a link in the description down below. I'm going to need it. Those GoPros ain't cheap. Okay, there's only one last thing I want to try out with this Whip It gun, and that is slugs. These are 12 gauge, 1 ounce slugs. I've got some melons, some cabbage, and I need to clean off my windshield. Probably going to have to get fairly close for these. Oh! Oh! Okay. Here we go. Oh!
You just got jammed.
Jeez. one right here. It's still good. Just stick that in there like that. Yeah. All right, then I'm gonna be able to clean off this windshield pretty good. That chalk is all dried up. Let's see if we can wash it off. We clean the windshield and we clean me too. That actually wasn't refreshing because that water is scalding hot. Well, today was pretty eventful and I had a lot of fun with the Whippet gun and I can definitely see the appeal. It is a blast. What did you think about it? Let me know in the comment section down below. Also, be sure and give today's video a like and make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future content. Also, if you want to check out Kentucky Ballistics clothing, I promise yours won't be this wet. There is a link in the description down below that will take you to KentuckyBallistics.com. And as always, my name is Scott. Thank you so much for watching Kentucky Ballistics. See you next time.